Armstrong toxic brother looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for July 19th. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and with me today, a very requested, highly requested guest here, Aman. How you doing, Aman?
I'm good. I didn't know that I was highly requested, but that makes me feel good. So I'm great, and I'm here to talk Big Brother, and I'm happy to be back with RHAP because, you know, I love everything RHAP does. So
yes.
I'm excited.
Aman competed in the So You Think You Can podcast competition. He has been, I see him all over Twitter, always posting videos about things that people seem to very, very much enjoy. So happy to have you here with me today.
Thank you, Taryn. It's been a while since I've had the pleasure of talking Big Brother with you guys. I sadly lost said competition because I didn't have the honor of being drafted by Mr. Robot, but it's all good. I'm good. I've gotten over it.
Yes. So let's talk about what happened on the live feeds yesterday. I feel like, not that eventful of a day. But we are kind of, leading ourselves up into the vote tomorrow. Today. The vote was tomorrow, yesterday. People are starting to solidify their votes. They're trying to start to try to set themselves up for the coming week, and that's some interesting stuff going on. This house never seems to completely sleep.
Yeah, and I think that's like so refreshing because I mean we always compare it to the previous season, and I think that it's been really refreshing to see just how much people talk and break their alliances and reform their alliances. And like, you know, it's just, it's been really fun to watch so far. So I'm really excited.
Yes. All right. So we started the day with Bailey and Scotty. That was the first conversation that I felt was of particular interest because they talked a lot about how they felt they stood in the game and how they felt about other players in the game. So they talked about Caitlin, how she seems to, you know, she was with Brett and then she was with Fessy and then she was with Tyler. And now she's been flirting a lot with Scotty. I don't know if I pointed this out yesterday, but they had a lot of cuddle sessions. She's been holding his hand lately. She's just been she's all over Scotty, and they don't know where this came from.
I mean, well, we know where it comes from. I love that everybody loves Caitlin. It's been starting to wear down on my nerves just a bit. But yeah, like, I mean, this is how she's going to play. And we obviously know that she's, you know, I mean, Scotty was able to sort of figured out for himself. He said that he felt like she wasn't really paying much attention to him until he started to be able to, you know, win these competitions. I mean, he won the HOH, he won the veto, he has all the power this week, so where else is she going to go than to the person with the most power? And it's just suits her that the person with the most power is a guy. So it's, you know, it's just she's working her way in there, and I mean, for the most part, it seems to be benefiting her because she's at least safe for the week. I can't speak for her future, but for right now, she's safe.
Yes. Bailey's noticing it though. Bailey's got her eye on Caitlin. And so she's making sure that Scotty knows. I think that was the point of her bringing it up to Scotty. Like, yeah, you've seen how she is with those guys, right? Like, she see what she's doing with you. Bailey also wants to know from Scotty, how do you see everyone's game in the house? And Scotty's going to give a brief description of where he thinks everyone stands and who he thinks they are in the game. He says, Haley is everywhere. Sam is sneaky because she lied to him about that power. Winston is irrelevant, which is true. Fessy is like a dog. Also true. Rockstar is strategic, which is interesting. Angela is biding her time, which I would have said more about Rachel, but he thinks Rachel isn't a good place to pivot. I don't think Rachel's going to pivot. I feel like that's a misread. Casey is ignorant. Very wrong there. Casey doing good work to make people think she's ignorant.
Yeah. I mean, I think if that were like a quiz, if that were like a pop quiz when everybody in the house, he probably would have gotten like maybe like what that's like a 80-85%. So a nice B, kind of a couple of misreads there. But yeah, Casey's been doing a good job of being low key. It's not necessarily my favorite part of the game for some people, because I mean, we always say that people should come in and kind of just fade into the background, be less noticeable until, you know, the time comes. Sort of boring, but I mean, if it's getting her through, and she certainly is like spilling the tea when she needs to and making sure that she's set in certain places, so it's fine. I mean, Angela, yeah, Angela. I mean, I mean, that's all I can really much say for her. I mean, she's, yeah.
Yeah, that's yeah. He also says Tyler is an enigma. I feel like he has cooled off a bit about Tyler. He even says later in the conversation that he feels like he's good with Tyler. So like, he kind of caught Tyler, but he also now feels like, but I do feel like I'm good with him, and I don't know. He's just kind of an enigma.
I'm like really, I'm surprised by that. I'm wondering if it's like more of Scotty being like, well, listen, like, I know I'm still sort of on to him. I know what's going on. But as long as I'm not in his crosshairs, then that's fine for me. Or is he really actually starting to think that Tyler isn't as devious as he really is? I'm kind of, I don't know. Like, I kind of wish that Scotty would have, like, spoken to the cameras a bit to, like, really give us a bit more detail on that. But I don't know. It's kind of weird. It's interesting to see if Tyler's going to be able to pull the wool over somebody like Scotty's eyes. I'm not sure if that's going to happen yet.
Yeah, it's definitely interesting to try and figure out. You know, they released these questionnaire videos from Scotty, like quizzing the HOH, the official CBS you know, account of whatever. In one of them, Scotty says that he trusts Tyler and Fessy the most. And I'm pretty sure this happened before he figured Tyler's game out, but I didn't even realize he trusted Tyler that much before then. Maybe he was just really mad, but then he kind of realized, but Tyler is like one of my closest allies at this point. Maybe I need to like calm down and realize, okay, maybe Tyler has like Caitlin and Sam's back over mine, but I might be number three, which isn't the worst thing in the world in a house full of like 14 or 13 people. So who knows? He also, yes, as cutie pie in the chat says, he also said that he had a crush on Haley.
I saw that. Aww. Which
does not surprise me. Because I talked like a couple weeks ago about how, you know, he was so obsessed with talking about how Haley was everywhere and he was really scared of Haley. And I was like, this is like his Delilah, like, you know, there's something weird going on here. It's because he's got a crush on her.
Well, I mean, I think that's sweet, but he's got to stay far away from that because Haley has her own issues with Fessy and like that. Like that's just too much. Like you're gonna, like, I really liked the fact that he was like, I'm not the showman's guy. Like, and I think that that's, I mean, know your lane, stay in your lane. If you don't think that's something that's going to be benefiting your game, then I mean, it's fine to have crushes, but please don't let that, you know, like, keep the blinders on, stay forward. Okay.
Yes. I mean, who can blame him? Everybody has a crush on Haley. But it does seem like, you know, I think he's actually probably doing the reverse, which is like he has a crush on Haley. And he's like trying to like, this is not going to affect my game so much that like, I'm going to target Haley. I think he should maybe try and level that out a little bit. We'll see.
I can see that happening.
Yes. He also said, JC is a free agent, which is, not quite true. Mm-hmm. He said that Brett is irrelevant, probably because he thinks Brett's going home, but that's not going to happen. And Caitlin is loaded with secrets, which is also not true because she's kind of just vomited them all out.
She's so messy. And I think that everybody expects it at this point that I'm not like, I know that there are people that are annoyed with her, namely Tyler. I mean, for obvious reasons, but I just feel like she's just so crazy and out there that it's just an expected thing. I think that people are going to be like, well, at least she's like the enemy that you know. You know what I mean? Like, she's not, I mean, we all know that her intentions are, she's like, she wears her heart on her sleeve. So no matter what, as long as you don't get on her bad side, then you can sort of weaponize her in a sense. Like, Tyler's already kind of faced the consequences of that, but I'm not sure that everybody else has. So, like, I don't know if she's going to be necessarily gone as soon as I would like her to be gone.
Yeah. I mean, JC wants her out before Jury. I know a few other people do, but, you know, we'll see. I feel safer with her in the Big Brother house than outside of it. they also speculate about Tyler and how he might have a final two with Sam. And you know, like, that might be a thing. Bailey will talk about Tyler a lot, because I think she kind of recognizes that he's probably the best player in the house, and the more eyes she can have on him, the better. And so she's going to tell Scotty about, Scotty's going to be like, I didn't hear about that, but it kind of makes sense. I do feel good about Tyler though. Like, I feel like he's not coming for me. And they both feel very good about Casey.
I'm just very happy that the two of them are sort of, because that conversation seemed very genuine. Both of them were giving each other information and reciprocating that information. So I feel like this is like a very, I could see this forming into a really, really profitable relationship between the two of them. I'm hoping that if they can stay on the side of the numbers, I mean, that's probably not going to happen this week. I mean, we'll see. You never know what could happen with Bailey for today. But I feel like as long as they can like kind of stay out of the targets of everyone else, the two of them could do some real damage, because they seem like they, if they both bring information to the table, I think that they could stay above the fray.
Yeah, they seem to, of all the people that Scotty has kind of talked with throughout the week, Bailey seems to be the one he opens up to the most,
right.
Which again was one of the reasons why I was a little bit surprised to hear him say even pre-veto that he trusted Tyler and even Fessy more than anyone else. But I have to imagine that by now Bailey is moving up on that list, especially since he trusted her to give her all that information about how he views people.
Right.
But we'll see. We'll see. You know, it could be a thing where he becomes less relevant once he's HOH, and maybe things will shift next week. You know, these relationships that kind of start but don't get like solidified before the next week happens often just kind of dissipate, because mm-hmm. with new circumstances, you know, you just kind of forget about like, oh, well, we were going to be friends and allies, but then things change.
Relationship of convenience. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. So anything that doesn't like really solidify is always something that could just completely go away. So the major event of yesterday came with Rachel, Caitlin, Haley, and Rockstar at first talking. First, Rachel was telling them that she wanted to vote for Brett to stay, which Caitlin was supremely offended of, about. It's disappointing as a woman that you would vote for Brett to stay after what he did to me, after how he spoke to me. I'm just disappointed in you as a woman. I understand the game move, but as a woman, it's just disappointing.
You know, far be it from me to be someone who is insensitive to the feminist movement or whatever you want to call it. But when she said that, like, I was expecting the episode last night to show Brett like just being completely rude and slanderous and saying the craziest things about her. And all he did was have like a 5-second fake seizure, said he had a vision, and that was pretty much it. Like, girl, if you want to be a life coach and you want to talk about chakras and reading people and getting hits, which often are, those are just debatable on their own. But if that's something that you want to like put out into the world, you're going to have to expect that there are going to be critics. I mean, you said that in your interviews before going into the house. You were like, I know that not everybody's going to be comfortable with it. I know that it's going to make people feel uncomfortable. Well, then there it is right there. Point, like, come on. Like, let's not use this whole like, well, as a woman, I'm going to be very offended if you cannot put that aside and vote with us. Like, it doesn't have anything to do with that. Like, Rachel's been talking with him the whole time. You haven't. It's as simple as that.
Yes. Rob is in the chat here. She's going to turn the as a metaphysical practitioner. That's going to be the new line. But yeah, I mean, like she might like. Look, if this was Rockstar and Caitlin wanted to say, Rockstar, as a fellow, you know, pagan witch crystal person, I can't crystal believe, sister. Yeah, that you would not support me in my, you know, offense to about Brett's veto speech. But
Rockstar was laughing.
Yeah, and it had nothing to do with women. Like, what are you talking about as a woman? She did the same thing with Swaggy. Like, this is a big step for women that I'm standing up to Swaggy. Oh my God.
It's exhausting, and people are not going to want to deal with that all the time. Like, if that's going to be your means of, you know, trying to get your point across and trying to win an argument, and I mean, whether or not somebody should use a veto or somebody should get evicted, like, people are going to grow tired of that because no one wants to be guilted into anything, no matter what method of guilt you're using. It's just not, it's not a good method. It doesn't make people feel good. It just, you're not going to really want to be worked with. It sucks.
Absolutely. Yeah. Especially in the Big Brother house, guilting people into things just never, ever works. And can we also just briefly touch on, how the episode made it look like she actually did, you know, predict that the bros had you know, talked about her as though like she hadn't heard rumblings of this previously, and that like she came up with this, that they hadn't like brought her up into the room like saying, we need to tell you something about the bros. Don't tell me they talked about me, didn't they? Like, come on.
Some, you know, the more and more that I, because I didn't start off watching Big Brother along with the feeds, but the more and more that I watch feeds, the more and more divorced the two become, like the feeds versus the edited cut. Like, I'm like, I'm watching two different shows. Like, it makes me like call into question everything I know about the world. It's like, is history that we learn in school really history? Like, is this really what actually happened? Or am I being bamboozled? Like, is this, it's just like, I'm having a freak out turn. I can't deal with it sometimes. This is like, you know that there are a good portion of people that are watching tonight's episode just to see how well it's been edited, and you have a miss and then you have a hit, and it's just like, it's crazy to me. I don't get it. Like, what are you guys doing?
I just feel like they've certainly thrown Caitlin under the bus plenty, but I feel like there was a better way to present that would have been funnier,
right?
And they went with which, you know, they're gonna do what they're gonna do, but I would have preferred to see something different. Anyway. Caitlin is offended that she's not being supported as a woman, but they are going to talk about this coming together. Rockstar has been pitching this idea for a while now. They want to make a women's alliance, and they start talking more about it. They want to solidify this. They're even going to give it a name. We've got a new woman, women's alliance. It's called the Maneaters.
That's very sexy. I'm very down with that. Man eater just makes me feel ravenous. I like it. Let's see if it lasts. Oh my God, I hope it lasts.
Let's see how many men they eat.
Yeah. A whole smorgasbord. Can't wait.
Yes. So they've come up with this female alliance name. They're all in about it. Rockstar is going to then tell Angela and then Sam about the alliance. Sam is in. Sam says, "Oh, that sounds great."
That was the most lackluster. Like, I literally laughed out loud when Rockstar came down and said, "Like, yeah, we're like." Like, we're totally in on it. Like, Rachel's down. Angela's down. Are you down? She's like, I feel good. Great. Cool. I'm like, that should scream defect right then and there. But they're just like, they don't care. They just think it's going
to
work.
Well, I think it's hard to tell with Sam because like everything she says seems to lack enthusiasm. Like she just talks like this in the same speed and tone all the time. And it just sounds great to me. And I mean, I don't know about that, but I do like this. And she's a robot.
I mean, I guess so. I just feel like if she were involved in the conversations with more people, like I feel like I would have felt better about it. Like, you know, just coming from Rockstar's perspective, but they like came to her separately and it was like rather informal compared to the other ones. Like they had a whole sit down and powwow with Rachel. She had a whole sit down with Angela. And then it's just like, hey girl, you in the kitchen, what you making? Oh, by the way, you got that alliance? Okay, we good? Okay, good.
Like, yeah,
you doing?
She literally. This is. I mean, let's call this what it is. This is like close to Devon Bro material, where Rockstar mm-hmm. just goes up to Sam and she's like, "Hey, so you're an alliance now. We got all women. It's great. Cool. Thanks.
Yeah. nice working with you.
Yeah." So that happens. Caitlin is gonna have a conversation with Haley. This is, you know, we talk about how Caitlin, she's got pro Tyler days and anti Tyler days. This was an anti Tyler day. She says she'd choose the women over the guys anytime, which I do not believe. And then she also says that she would choose Fessy over Tyler, which could happen depending on which one has given them more attention that mm-hmm. day. Those are her current thoughts that she was expressing to Haley. Girls over guys, Fessy over Tyler.
I would live for something like that. If like one of the other girls wins HOH and by some stretch of the imagination Fessy and Tyler end up in the block, oh my god, the feeds that week would be just amazing to watch. Just like just watching them tug back and forth over Caitlyn. Oh my god. She wouldn't even be able to handle
Caitlyn's
it.
Caitlyn's dream come true.
Oh my god.
I think there would finally be some tugging going on in other ways as well, because she'd be getting everything she wanted.
Everything. Okay.
yes. So Winston is going to do a little bit of campaigning to Fessy. He's already got Fessy's vote. So this is kind of inconsequential, especially given the fact that he's probably going to go home anyway. Mm-hmm. But he does, you know, he is doing something. He's going for something. Angela and Casey are going to talk about this women's alliance. It's total BS, they say. It's nonsense. They're not into it. Maybe it'll help keep them safe if that comes down to it. But it's also just kind of going to make it awkward when they have to nominate the women.
That's what I'm like, you can't like have your cake and eat it too. I'm like, they're like, oh, well, you know, we'll try and keep it secret from the men. Although I do think that we should tell Tyler and Brett, but maybe not right now, because maybe we can still stay safe. But like, it's still bullcrap. Like, it's like, what do you want? Like, do you want the alliance or do you want to tell Tyler and Brett? Do you want to expose it? Like, I don't know how you're going to be able to benefit from it. Because like, what happens if you win HOH and then the girls are expecting you to keep them safe and then you don't keep, like, what happens then? Like, how are you going? How do you maneuver this? Like, I just feel like you have to pick a side and stay on it. Like, I get that it's a game of nuance and you kind of have to be in the middle sometimes, but I just feel like this is just a recipe for such disaster because you have people on extremes on both ends. Like you have people that are all in on it and you have the people that are like, just like, this is BS. I don't know what I'm going to do. And I just feel like there's no real cohesion here. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, it reminds me of, you know, in those first couple episodes when we saw that Swaggy and Fessy had approached the bros about forming a bro alliance. And they had to, you know, make the decision of, like, do we keep this to ourselves or do we tell our alliance about it? And we discussed that on the podcast. Like, do we think this is the right move for them to just completely out it immediately, or should they have kept it a secret? And I absolutely think that it's a very similar case here with the women. And I absolutely think that they ultimately, as we'll talk about later in the day, make the right call in deciding to tell the guys, because this is never going to be kept secret, as we will discuss as the day goes on. So the quicker they tell the guys, the more the guys are going to trust them. And they still get the added benefit of, like, the women are still going to feel like you know, they'd prefer to target the men. It's not like they need to keep it a secret for that to still happen. Right. So
I was getting ready to say, I feel like it's been working so organically anyway. You already have three men that are going to be the first evicted. And I feel like making this all girls alliance after you've already kind of been succeeding in the goal that the whole alliance is being formed to do anyways. I'm like, you're going to mess it up. You're going to mess it up now. Just let it happen. Let somebody else go up on the block. That's preferably male next week. And vote them out, although, you know, week 4 is going to be a little bit different. But still, like, I just feel like you already have a good thing going. Don't reinvent the wheel.
Yes. So Winston is going to have a brief conversation with Angela. He tells her he doesn't want to know where the level 6 people end up when in terms of the vote, I don't want to know. Just don't tell me. Winston definitely, I think, has the sense that he's going home.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's kind of like making token efforts. But I really feel like he just loves Brett and he doesn't want to have to like campaign to his friends against Brett.
It's a shame because there was a point in time when he was looking to be the one that was going to stay. And I feel like if he would have just kept the pressure, then maybe he could have succeeded. And like, I mean, yeah, it's pretty obvious that he knows. Like, I mean, who tells somebody, like, you know what? I don't want to know. Because that to me seems like, I don't want to know. But, like, if you're keeping me, tell me. And Angela was like, okay. Like, that should be everything that you need to know right then and there. Like, and it sucks because, I mean, you hate to see, you kind of hate to see that dead man walking. Especially, like, when they're up against somebody that they really care about. But at the same time, I think that's when Big Brother is really at its greatest, is when you see that kind of relationship break down a bit when they are forced to go at it. And it's like you always see the same thing over and over again. Like, I'm not going to say anything against my man, Winston. Like, love the guy. But like, if you want to keep me, then go ahead and keep me. It's like, no, like, make arguments. Like build a case for yourself. Work for yourself. And he's not willing to do it.
Yes. Or at least not with his side. He is campaigning to the other side whose votes he already has. JC is going to talk to Tyler. And Tyler is going to tell JC, you know, I am telling them that I'm going to vote however Caitlin wants, but I'm going to end up keeping Brett. And, you know, like, what should I do here? And JC says, keep your mouth shut. That's his answer to everything. Keep your mouth shut. I'm gonna frame Caitlin. Don't worry about it. And I have to like reinforce my opinion here that I don't like this move from Tyler. I feel like just if he had been open about this vote from the start, it wouldn't have been a big deal. But I feel like this has the potential to really backfire on him, especially if he continues to deny it after the fact. People already think he's sketchy. It could turn out well, like it could lead to good things also, but I feel like it's not as likely. And I feel like being open about it from the start would have been much better.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I think that there might be a small chance that it does work out in his favor. I mean, you know how Thursdays work. He could go ahead right before the eviction and tell Caitlin, like, look, like, I just can't do it. I really think that Brett is staying is better for both of our games. JC was planning on pinning it on you, but like, I just want to let you know beforehand. And like, there really won't be enough time for Caitlin to really respond to that. And it might just, you know, it might end up working out in his favor. But at the same time, like, I'm really, as messy as it is, I'm really digging JC's game right now. I mean, he's, like, running around, like, one of those little automatic vacuum cleaners just sweeping up Tyler's mess. It's just, like, really funny. I don't know if pinning the vote on Caitlin is going to be enough to, like, throw off her all-seeing Sauron eye. I don't know if that's going to be enough, but like for right now, it's very entertaining to watch.
Yeah, Rob says, in fairness, Tyler did get a lot of shots to the head on TKO. so yeah, that's true. And they also talked about how he seems high on TKO. So,
oh my god! Oh yeah, I did see that. Kevin Hart really came for him. Like, I'm not gonna lie, bro, but you seem a little high. And I'm like, you know, hey, it is California.
Yeah. Tyler was like, hey man, I've never done drugs a day in my life, which I don't think Kevin Hart believed. Tyler asks JC if he has the power, because a lot of people seem to think that he does. And JC's like, no, I don't have the power. I don't really have it. But let them think that, because then they're not going to nominate me. Tyler just wanted to know, because I think Tyler suspects that Bailey has the power. And if JC had the power, obviously that would mean that Bailey didn't. But he's confirmation that JC does not have the power.
Right. I don't know. Like, if that's, I mean, I guess it seems to be working in JC's favor to like lie about it. I don't know. I mean, he's told Rockstar, and Rockstar doesn't really seem to want to target him, and everybody else seems to think that he has it, but they don't talk about going after him next. So it might be working, or I really don't know.
I think the problem is that he told Fessy that he doesn't really have it. And we'll talk about it a little bit later, but Fessy ends up telling Bailey, that JC doesn't really have it. So if it came down to it, it's not actually going to prevent anyone from nominating him, because the secret kind of got out. But JC does talk to Fessy after this. Fessy wants to make sure that JC is voting Brett out. Fessy thinking that he is... They have this conversation every week where JC tries to convince Fessy to flip to their side, and Fessy tries to convince JC to flip to the other side, and neither of them do it either time. But they always think like, oh, this is going to be our safety vote. So JC says, yeah, I'll vote Brett out, because I trust you. And if something goes wrong, I'm going to blame you.
The two of them are like, honestly, my favorite alliance, if we can call it that. Like, I can see like them being on the wrong side of the vote back and forth until it's just nothing but the two of them left, honestly.
I think what I really love about the relationship between JC and Fessy is that I think JC like actually dislikes Fessy a lot, but they have this relationship like where JC is constantly being passive aggressive toward Fessy, and then when he's not in a conversation, like when he talks about Fessy, he's like that idiot. I think he genuinely kind of like doesn't like him very much, but feels like they have this like playful relationship and he's playing him. I really enjoy that dynamic.
It's definitely fun to watch. I'm really mad that they like didn't show, I think it was on Sunday's episode, more of the argument between the 0.2% thing and like, cause he like tries to throw stuff at him in the pool, and like as he goes to grab him in the feeds cut, I really wanted to see how that all played out, because they are just hilarious to me. It's funny as heck.
Yes. So Brett campaigns to Fessy, and they talk about the women and how they seem to be getting closer, and how the guys need to start being careful, because it's now going to be three guys in a row leaving. They can't let any more guys go home. They need to start banding together, and they make an agreement to not target each other if Brett stays in the house. Obviously, Fessy in this conversation feels like this doesn't matter because Brett's going home, but to Fessy's credit, he is making deals. Like, at this point, after two times in a row with votes being funky, I think Fessy is realizing, like, you know what, if something goes wrong, probably doesn't hurt to have something with the person who might be the person that stays.
Yeah, I mean, it could really be beneficial for the three of them if the girls do intend on getting all of the guys out. Or it could be his undoing, because, I mean, I think we've heard rumblings of the girls talking about using Tyler and Brett to target the other guys. So it's just like, it's kind of dicey. I think that like once the eviction happens, and once in the event that Brett does stay, it's going to be interesting to see what Fessy does then. Like, is he going to go immediately to Brett and be like, all right, like, well, let's do this thing. If we're going to bro down, let's bro down. Or is it going to be like, is he going to be too busy taking care of Caitlyn's crazy ass after she finds out that Brett stays? Like, it's going to be interesting to see how he maneuvers that.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the guys should be pushing this very hard, because especially to somebody like Fessy, because I think, mm-hmm. you know, Fessy is in an alliance with basically all women, and mm-hmm. that puts him in a very vulnerable position. And if the guy, if people like Brett, start talking to Fessy about how, dude, think about it. If we let enough guys go pre-jury, then the jury is going to be made up of all women, and they're just going to vote for a woman
BB15,
in the end.
BB15, baby. BB15.
Exactly. And you know, like, that's going to put the scare into Fessy, because who is he planning on sitting next to in the final two? All women. There's nobody that he's aligned with that he's like planning to sit next to in the final two except for women. And so if he feels like a woman will beat him in the end because the jury is filled with like seven women, then he's going to start changing his game plan if he wants to do anything. That said, this is Fessy we're talking about. Who knows how much game he can actually play. But it does seem like he's starting to catch on a little bit. He's starting to play a little bit more. So this might be something that that could work on him moving forward if they think to play the card.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And I'm sort of rooting for him a bit. Like, at first I was like, okay, like, this guy obviously has no idea what's going on. But I mean, we've seen this time and time again where someone that doesn't necessarily know the game too much starts to get their bearings and they end up being quite a formidable player. So I hope I'd be interested in that sort of comeuppance for Fessy.
Yes. You know, I've been hard on Fessy, but if he starts to pick the game up, I'll be fair to him and I'll be rooting for him to do better as well. Bailey and Haley are also going to discuss the Women's Alliance and how, you know, this is good for them. This, they can use this to take out all the men, and then they kind of have the numbers advantage over the, you know, Rachel and Angela, because like they're not that closely aligned with Casey. And Sam's out in the middle of nowhere. They've got a tight four, so they'll have the advantage if it comes down to all women. And the Haley also talks about wanting Tyler gone. They're very very suspicious. They all kind of think that Tyler is the evil genius mastermind after Scotty's revelations the other night. And so Haley wants to get Tyler out of the house. That's one of the first guys she wants out. But Bailey reminds her, no, it has to be a back door. Can't put him up straight away. Seriously, there hasn't been a single conversation about targeting Tyler without somebody saying no, but it has to be a backdoor, which is just so crazy given the fact that he has a power specifically designed to counter backdoors. It's crazy. It's like, it's such a coincidence.
It really is. And I am dying to see. I mean, I know that it would screw everybody's games up, but I'm dying to see Bailey use that power in conjunction with Tyler using that power. I just feel like, it just reminds me so much of the whole Survivor thing when everybody has too many idols and then Suri ends up being the one screwed. Like, how does that end? How does this situation culminate? Who is the one that ends up screwed and on the block and evicted? I'm dying to see that. The Big Brother fan in me wants to see that. The person that's rooting for Tyler in me is like praying that this like really works off in his favor. And I'm also rooting for Bailey. So it's very, very weird. I'm like kind of like been forced into this state of impartiality where I kind of just want to sit back and just watch this shitstorm, for lack of a better word. Well, so I'm like, I'm really excited.
Can you imagine though? Like it's, let's say a couple of weeks from now, you know, it's somebody like Haley or Rockstar wins the HOH. They put up two people who they think it doesn't matter because, my plan is to backdoor Tyler. Then somebody wins the veto, maybe one of the nominees, and they're planning on taking themselves off the block. And they're like, all right, here we go. But of course, Tyler figures out that he's going to be backdoored. So he uses his power. He's sitting in like some kind of cloud chair when you go to the veto ceremony. And then you're like, wait, what's going on? And then you're like, oh, I can't nominate Tyler. And now this person's taking themselves off the block. I have to think about somebody to put up on the spot, who is probably then going to go home because they're now the backdoor target. This could end up with some kind of robbed goddess situation, or it could be like just absolute insanity. It would be very interesting regardless.
You imagine, it probably won't make it this far, but like if this were to happen during a double eviction, I would lose my mind. Oh my god, it'd be the best. I'm calling it now. If that happens, it's going to be the best episode of Big Brother ever. Okay.
I think they bit off a little more than they can chew.
Yeah, they probably would not make
between,
it that far.
Yeah, between that and Bailey's power, and Bailey talked about how she wanted to save hers for a double eviction. Like, mm-hmm. How many moving parts are you going to have in a live hour-long double eviction where it's like, normally I'm sure that, you know, it's already more than Big Brother Canada can handle, just as it is. But the idea that, like, oh, and so somebody wins HOH, then they have to go nominate, but then Bailey's going to change their nominations. The HOH needs to be informed ahead of time that the nominations are being changed. And so then, but then, like, in a double eviction, don't they just, like, name their nominees in front of the couch? So right. What would happen? Like, do they have to, like they're about to name their nominees, and then it's like, HOH, come to the diary room. Like, what? Okay. And then they have to come back out and be like, so these are my nominees. But then how does Bailey even do that? Bailey has to go to the diary room. So, like, how does the anonymity part of it go? Because, you know, between the HOH winning and then nominating, there's no diary room sessions. So how does Bailey tell the producers that she wants to use her power, without exposing herself? And then, and how does Tyler tell them, like, I want to go to my safe space? I don't know. I don't know what they've got set up here.
And then you throw Chenbot's, you know, awkward behind into the mix, and it just makes for just like a wonderful, wonderful slew of reality television. It would never make it that far, but like, we can dream.
You know what? I think because you know, why do they need to go to the diary? I think that they'll probably tell Tyler and Bailey, like, okay, they'll say to Bailey, if you want to use your power, mm-hmm. you know, go to an empty room and say to the cameras, I want to use my power. This is how I want to use it. Yeah. And then, like, that's kind of great, because then they could show that live. If they were able to. And then also there's like a possibility, like, what if they get caught? Like, what if they get caught using their power? You know, because it's all,
it's not like it's going to be like, you can't really hide in that sense. Like, how do you hide, especially when people are already shuffling and going to secret rooms and trying to, you know, make last minute deals? Like, it's just, it's so suspicious.
Yeah. Like Bailey has to figure out who is the HOH going to nominate. So she has to, like, rush in and, like, who are you nominating? Then she has to, like, run upstairs or something, like, to hide and be like, guys, I want to change the nominees to this. And then the HOH has to be called into the diary room, and the HOH has to be like, nominate two random people, and people are going to go, why did you do that? It's like, I can't say. And then Tyler's going to have to be like, who's the replacement nominee? And then Tyler's going to have to run away and use his power.
Oh my God. I want it so bad now. Now that we've, like, talked about it, I just, like, I can't have it any other way now. It'd be such a waste otherwise.
Yeah. All right. So they talked about that. Casey and Tyler have a conversation. Casey's going to fill Tyler in on the details of the Women's Alliance. She'd already told him that Rockstar is planning on pitching this. And so now she's just going to fill him in on the details and the name and everything like that. She says that they're going to be meeting later to discuss whether or not they should tell the guys. But obviously she's going to tell him because they're final two. They trust each other, blah, blah, blah. And Tyler says, you guys should end up telling Brett as well, because, like, I feel like that's where we should go, with this. That's the direction we should take. Bailey is going to, off camera, apparently this happened, Bailey is going to tell Fessy about the Women's Alliance, because then Fessy is going to question Caitlin about it, and Caitlin is going to deny the Women's Alliance. He's going, well, why are you only going to nominate men then? Because that's what I feel like. That's what my intuition tells me to do.
I mean, did he really expect any other response? Was he expecting Caitlin to be like, you got me. Oh my God. Like, you're so right. Like, I was totally planning on nominating all men. It's this whole man-eater alliance. Although I said that I would keep you in certain stipulations. So, like, it's okay. You're fine for now. But, like, you're totally, like, Fessy, come on. Like, they're not, she's not going to.
Yeah.
He's like a lost puppy. He really is.
Mm. Yeah. The women, Caitlin, Bailey, Haley, and Rockstar, are going to discuss a bit afterward about Fessy knows. He questioned Caitlin about it. Caitlin's like, I don't know how he knows, but he knows. They're thinking maybe one of the other women told one of the men, and then one of those guys talked to Fessy about it. But then Bailey's just going to go to Fessy and be like, why are you running your mouth, dude? I'm not going to be able to give you any information if you're spilling the information everywhere. You're like, I can't work with you. And Fez is like, I'm sorry.
Is it that enough for like these girls to be like, okay, that's it. Like, just, you know, wash their hands of it. Like,
right? Aren't, you'd think.
That's it, right? It didn't even last a day. Not even a day. Not even an hour or so. Like, they already went and told Tyler. It's like...
Yeah, like literally in simple, like Casey's telling Tyler, Bailey's telling Fessy.
And then Casey's lying to Angela and Rachel about telling Tyler. Yes. Like, what are you doing?
And this is the conversation where Fessy tells Bailey that JC doesn't actually have the power. But yes, as we were talking about, meanwhile, Rachel, Angela, and Casey are discussing whether they should tell the guys about it. Casey is arguing that they should because she already has. and they ultimately decide that they should tell the guys. They're going to end up telling, and Casey's like, I'll handle Tyler. I'll tell Tyler. And then they're going to tell Brett as well. And they also talked about how they're playing up how much they don't like each other to Bailey, hoping that they can reel Bailey in. Bailey did mention this to Haley earlier, saying that that Rachel had told her she doesn't like Angela and how she treats her sometimes. And so she's like, yes, I'll treat you good and I'll reel you in. But that was a ruse to reel Bailey in. So they're playing each other. They're all playing each other.
I mean, what a response from Angela when Rachel told her that. Like, would you expect anything more from like your couch? Like, he's like, oh yeah, by the way, I've been telling everybody that I hate you. He's just like, okay, good.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just so funny. I love it.
Yes. Another important event from the day. Sam felt like Caitlin was being mean. She was not. Sam was very hurt by Caitlin's behavior. I honestly don't know exactly what Caitlin did, but yeah. Do you really have to guess that hard? Like, no. Caitlin just being Caitlin would upset somebody like Sam on any random day. So Sam is very upset with Caitlin. That may continue on into the future and may impact Caitlin's game because Sam is a very emotional player. She goes by who she likes and doesn't like, and doesn't seem like she likes Caitlin anymore.
And she seems to be, you know, like she's always like in the middle. She's a swing vote. So like, if heaven forbid you end up on the block and you pissed her off that day, that could be it for you, Caitlin. So like, I don't think Caitlin's really good. Like, Caitlin doesn't really give any. She doesn't really care about Sam. So that's going to end. Like, that could end up being her undoing. So it's unfortunate. But hey, if that's where the cookie crumbles, and that's how it goes, you know.
Yeah. Let's see. Then Brett, Winston, and Rachel are going to have a conversation about trying to get Sam to use the power on the bros. They're like, this is our last hope. We're just gonna have to try and make this happen. Rachel does say, like, make sure you don't let her know that Tyler told us about it. We don't want to expose Tyler. And it's like, why don't you want to expose Tyler? Especially if you're one of those bros. But they're like, yeah, sure. And Brett is also convinced. He is sure that Bailey has the power because it makes no sense that Caitlin would have it. Bailey must have it because Jessica had it when Cody was, eliminated. Jessica got the temptation. So it only makes sense that Bailey would get it after Swaggy's backdoored, which is perfect logic. Brett continues to just like be the person who looks very good because he is able to make like simple logic deductions and not be terrible at the game.
And like, he just keeps like, as like they, he keeps giving examples as to why he is the bigger threat and should go home tonight, but they are not going to send him home. And it's really funny to watch. It was like all it took for Rachel to be convinced that Bailey didn't have the power was for Bailey to say, I don't have the power. And that was it. Like, she believes her. Like, it's just very, it's very weird, like, just how much like some people will just take things for what they are and some people will toil over it for days and often come to the better conclusion. So
Yeah, I'm and so heading into tonight's vote, it looks like it's going to be 6-5, and there's going to be a lot of surprised people, because the Faute people right now think it's like 7-4. They think it's gonna be like 7-4, 8-3, something like that, and it's gonna be 6-5 for Brett to stay, and they're gonna be very surprised, and people are gonna be denying votes, and for basically the third vote in a row, it's gonna be crazy, and it's gonna be a split vote, and it's gonna be a surprise, it's gonna be a blindside, so it's I'm excited. There's lots of stuff, and then we'll have an HOH competition.
Yes.
And we'll have a new HOH, and that'll be dramatic. So very much looking forward to tonight.
I'm very excited, because it's going to be an endurance comp, and we love the endurance comps, and because these are the ones where they really test to see who really wants it. And in a situation like this, where there's so much doubt and lies and accusations being thrown all over the place, like, no one's going to want to let go. So it's going to be very interesting to see who steps forward this week. I'm really excited.
Yes. And yeah, people keep saying, like, Tyler's game is going to be exposed to this vote. Tyler's game has been like, all of Faute is talking about backdooring Tyler's early as next week. There's nothing more that he can do to get on their radar. If anything, I do feel like leaving Brett in the game might help take some of the heat off, even if it does, quote unquote, expose him. Even if he does do it in this poor way that I think he's I do think he's like handling this poorly. I think that he should have been honest about it. But even so, I think that there's not much, you know, more that he could do to be targeted even more. We did get some tweets about or from Vegas, the spoiler. who said that the HOH competition will be a hanging wall. Mm-hmm. So it will be endurance. Definitely expect JC to be probably going to be very good at this. Although hanging wall, do you think that means literally hanging, or do you think that means like a regular standing kind of hanging wall?
It did give me pause when I read it, because I was like, does that mean that you're going to be hanging on something? But the fact that she said wall, I'm assuming that means you're going to be hanging off the wall. So we can probably assume that it's, you know, one of those where you're standing up straight, and then the wall, like, you know, tilts back and forth, and they spray stuff at you and all that. So I'd be surprised if it weren't.
Yes. But you know, the chat is pointing this out, and you know, I do think, like, JC, I do think he can win this competition if he wants to.
That's what I'm saying. Will he want to?
Exactly.
Win this?
He has talked about not particularly wanting to, which he really shouldn't, because he doesn't need to. And Sam's power is going to negate the HOH anyway. Right. You know, this could be a weird week. You know, if somebody from level 6 or somebody like JC wins the HOH, we know JC wants Rockstar and Caitlyn gone. Honestly, he might go for Caitlyn. He might put up Rockstar and Caitlyn. You know, I could see a scenario where JC wins. He targets Caitlyn. He puts up Rockstar and Caitlyn, and Bailey decides, you know what, not going to do anything about that. and then Caitlyn gets evicted. Luckily or unluckily, given depending on how much torture you want to see Tyler go through, he knows that the person evicted will come back, so he won't be tricked into voting for whoever is evicted. But say Caitlyn is then evicted, then comes back into the house, with you know, hellfire on her heels. That could be insane. Then we could also see somebody from level 6, somebody more conventional like Brett, or Brett probably wouldn't win, somebody like Rachel or Casey or Winston. Win it and target somebody like Rockstar or Fessy probably Rockstar or Fessy. And then we might see, especially if Fessy is potentially a target, we might see Bailey step in, use her power, not knowing that the weak is useless anyway, which could be interesting in and of itself there. I think, hopefully I'm trying to find a way to make next week interesting because we're going to know from the start that it's not going to matter in the end. I think there are some paths here.
I'm still kind of thinking, like, how useless could it end up being? Because how hard is the chance to get back in? You know what? I'm going to assume that it's on the easier end because when Sam was on the block as a robot, Julie Chen said during the live show, we're going to have a competition play out live in the event that she is the one evicted. So it makes me believe that it's something that's really easy. But does that necessarily mean that just because it's easy that whoever ends up playing it wins it? You know what I mean? Like, will somebody like a Caitlyn win one of these competitions? Will somebody like a Rockstar win the competition? You know what I mean? Like, is there a possibility that somebody could fail in getting back in the house?
It would be funny if Rockstar was evicted and then failed like an easy challenge to come back in. That would be an entertaining outcome, I guess.
I mean, we've seen people fail at stupid things in Big Brother. So like I don't know. Like I'm probably more on the side that they're going to come back, but it does give me moments to think where I'm like, you know what? It might not be as predictable as one might think.
Yeah, Rob says rock climbing, which would definitely be a hindrance to Rockstar.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know, if I designed this power, I would have made it something easy for the first 3 weeks if you used it on yourself or somebody else. But then for the fourth week, I would have made it more difficult just so that the week isn't more of a give. And I would have put that in the rules for the just saying, like if by the fourth week, it's a more difficult challenge to get back in. I doubt that they did that. But yeah, you know, there's always a chance, and you know, I really feel like, I am kind of hoping for the JC win because I do feel like maybe that is the most entertaining outcome, to see either Caitlyn or Rockstar have to compete to get back in. And then, either seeing Rockstar lose or Caitlyn, even Caitlyn lose the challenge to come back in. My intuition is telling me how to do this comp. Oh crap.
I'm probably leaning more towards a JC win as well. I mean, just because I've already been expecting it since it is a hanging wall competition. And I feel like it'll be hard for somebody like him to fake that he's having a hard time because he's so small. Like, it's built for him like that. I don't know. I mean, we'll see. We'll see.
You know, thinking about it a little more, if the level six side was smart, we know that Brett is assuming that Bailey has a power. We know that that Tyler kind of assumes that Bailey has the power. They were smart and they had JC as the HOH. They would convince him to put Bailey up just as a pawn, but then not tell her she was a pawn, or maybe say she was a pawn. Just like convince him to put her up to potentially try to flush a power that she has. So maybe look out for that as well. But maybe they're not that smart. You never know.
I think that Brett's the only one that's really, I mean, maybe if JC wins and somebody on his side wins, then maybe he'll put the pressure on them more. Maybe they'll be like, you know what? Maybe you're right. We should, I mean, we at the very least try and see if this, you know, does flesh out the power. But at the way things are looking now, it's like everybody's kind of has their mind set on who they're going to target if they do win HOH.
It would be funny if they if it was a really, really hard sell. They finally convinced JC, like, please just put up Bailey just to see if this flushes the power. And then he's like, okay, fine. And then the nominations come out and it's like, Tyler and Brett, you have been nominated for, wait, what? We shouldn't have flushed that damn power.
I really can't see a way that, like, both those, like, I feel like if it's like a it's like a positive feedback loop. Like if one of those powers gets used, the other one is going to get used. Like that, they're both going to get used in the same week. And I'm really excited to see how it pans out. I really want to see Tyler, because Tyler's had like a bit of adversity so far, but I want to see him freak out. Like I want to see him where he's like, oh snap, like this is not what I had in my, like I feel like all we get is like the cool, calm, calculated, luscious green eyes, luscious locks. You know, I want to see all of that away for now.
Because he's always high.
Exactly.
All right. Anything else you want to bring up before we wrap this up, Amon?
No, I think that was it for me. I had a lot of fun. This is great. I love talking about Big Brother and all the crazy stuff that could or probably will not happen. But yeah, it's been fun.
All right. Well, thank you everyone for joining us. I will, of course, be back tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Eastern to update you on what's been going on the live feeds. We'll have a new HOH, probably new nomination plans, although we don't always get them at night. It depends on who the HOH is and who they talk to. It could be a very, very interesting update tomorrow morning. Mm-hmm. We will be live tonight with Donnie Thompson to recap the eviction episode. Yay. Very excited to talk to Donnie. It'll be Rob, Donnie, and I, and we'll have some fun tonight. Make sure you tune in, and make sure you check out the Taran Show. I talked to Maddie from Big Brother Canada 6. Make sure you check out Twitch. I'm hanging out on there, and I think that's all we've got. Amon, where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter. You know, talking shit, being crazy. AmanAdwin.
All right. You can find me on Twitter at Armstrong Taran. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time.